What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome back. This is Sight to the Blonde podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, all that jazz. Let's get into some celebrity foolishness. Because I think if you watch celebrities, you watch the music and Hollywood industry, which is what I base my whole research and putting together the dotted lines, the lines everything up to what it, what the Bible says is going to happen in these end times. So we all seen Beyonce on horses multiple times, but she's been particularly on certain types of horses, and the type of horses that she's on all add up in the four horsemen or the four horses of the apocalypse. She's been on a black horse, she's been on a pale horse, she's been on a white horse, she's been on a red horse, which was a photo shoot for Vogue. I mean, I've talked about the numerology in her forthcoming album in the last two episodes, but it's plain to see. These people pretend that the Bible is fake. They pretend that the Bible is mythical. It doesn't mean anything. Yet they are in line and in tune on a mathematical equation that adds up that we are soon coming upon the apocalypse. And the apocalypse is nothing really but a judgment for sinners, for the nations to be judged. The nations went literally thousands of years of not truly being judged. And we are reaching to the point where they're going to be judged. You can almost sense and feel it, that people are a lot stupider and clownish than they have ever been. If you ever want to know what the days of Noah or the days of Enoch were before the flood, this is it. This is literally the beginning of it. And I talked about Baruch and all the 12 parts of what was going to happen in these last days. So you are not frightened or scared or shook of anything that's going to happen, because we already have the scriptures that have been warning us. Everybody else is foolish, is blind to it, because everybody has their minds preoccupied on art, creativity. I mean, Kendrick Lamar went above and beyond with a diamond-studded thorn crown to mock Yahusha's sacrifice and suffering, just so he can do one of these songs called N95 with the video on his Instagram of him being strung up on the cross, but it's no cross. You just see him with his arms out in the ocean as if he was being crucified. Corny. Both of these artists, it's corny. If you look at the music industry and what it's become now, it's corny. They can't get no one to pay attention to them because everybody's minds are not on the music industry. People are really not listening. I mean, people are listening to music, but people are not truly in it to be in it. You understand? They're not. It's just not the same vibe in the 80s and the 90s where music was top tier. It's not fun no more, and people know it's not fun anymore. No one wants to hear about people being depressed. No one wants to keep hearing about men ain't shit stories. No one wants to hear about all these demonic Luciferian doctrines that they put in these music videos. It's not even fun anymore. They literally wait maybe once every other month to put out a feel-good song and maybe have a couple of stuff. But it's not even for heterosexual humans anymore. It's for reprobates. Like, the music industry is trash now. Like I said this before, ever since the music industry sold their music on Apple and you could buy singles, not even the good singles, not even the A-side singles. When you could start selling B-side singles on Apple, that was it. When you start selling breaking down an album to $1.29 a song and 99 cents a song, that was the end of music industry. It's the end of it. So all the artists that you think are millionaires and billionaires, it's a lie. It's to get you to want to be an entertainer, to get you to want to be an artist. Because you think that the pot of gold is at the end of this specific rainbow. It's hilarious. These people are not rich. They put them in homes, in these billionaire, millionaire dollar homes, and they get them to sit on it. That's it. I mean, DJ Khaled is not producing any music. He has never been, I don't think he's ever been platinum. How is a DJ who really don't DJ, who literally produces, but he has all A-list type of artists on these mixtape albums, how do you think that they don't get, how do you think he gets paid? DJ Khaled produces an album like what, once every blue moon? But I've seen his house. His house is literally right across from Fountain Blue. I've seen him in his house. When I've been on like trips on a boat, on a yacht going somewhere, you sometimes you can see him outside in his house. That's not his house. It's on Star Island. That's not his place. I see. If you look up anything on Fisher Island, Star Island in Miami, look up the prices of the mortgages. It's literally what? Some of them were $50,000 a month. On a $12 million or a $20 million home, it's at least $10,000 or $9,000 a month in mortgage. You think DJ Khaled sells that many albums to pay monthly for that house and not produce anything, not do any concerts on a consistent basis? It's all fake. I don't know why people still, but I've been around it. And I understand what's needed. The image is needed to keep people dumbed down and glued to want to believe that materialism is a gateway to happiness. It's not. That's why you keep, when you saw Cardi B and the whole thing about the Birkin bags, it's to get y'all to want to sacrifice your whole life to get one Birkin bag. Those Birkin bags were like, what, $30,000? I mean, they want you to stay broke. They want you to feed into materialism and feed into capitalism. I mean, this whole structure and this whole system is going down. No one's rich anymore. Like when she produced, when Beyonce had that Black is King and they did the whole video thing. If you listen to the raps and the songs, it was all about materialism. It's, oh, we was on a yacht. Oh, we had this. Oh, Richard Mille. Oh, these boats and these planes and this private jet. It was all materialism to get y'all so upset with yourselves that you want to sell your soul for these material things. Right now, everything is about to collapse. These people, even celebrities who are supposedly billionaires, they're not moving the same. They're not moving as they are billionaires. They're not moving as if they're millionaires. They're just in jail. They're in these high-priced $40 million, $100 million homes as inmates. They don't get to go where you think they go. They get told where to go. Their property, their image, their life is bought. So they're used by the higher-ups, the elites, the Jesuits, the Roman Catholic Church. Because that's who owns hip-hop. The Roman Catholic Church and Jews own the entertainment industry. So in order to keep you guys from Yahuwah and in these commandments and in these statutes and in these laws, they have to have an image. This goes all the way back to why Satan wanted the body of Moses. And when he fought Archangel Michael and lost, really, over the body of Moses. Why do you think that Satan wanted the body of Moses? So he could lead astray the children of Israel. And he failed at doing so. So now you can fast forward to now. Why do you think we are suffering and we are, are destroyed mentally and emotionally and spiritually? Because all they did was take literally the weakest people out of our nation, to hold them up in front of our faces and say, hey, be this. Don't worry about what Yahuwah said. He's not going to give you what I can give you. Be this. I'm telling you, if our nation was in control and we had the prophets and alive and all that, we would want to be like the prophets. We would want it to be like Yahusha. We would want to walk upright if we seen images that way. If you don't see images of yourself being righteous, then you won't be righteous. So that's what the whole entity of the music industry and entertainment industry is for. It's to pick the weaker people out of our nation, out of our race, hold up in front of our face and say, be this. And then they mock you by using the Bible that they say they don't like, the Bible they say is so fake, but they keep using it. And people say, well, they're being creative. They're mocking it because they know it doesn't mean anything. No, they don't. If it don't mean anything, they could do any other religion. The reason why they don't use the Quran, the reason why they don't use any other, the Mormons, the reason why they don't use really any other book. I mean, they got the books of Egypt. Why don't you just use them and stay with it? It don't last. Just like the pharaohs didn't last. That's why Isis and Horus and them really didn't last. Even if they you get people to believe in Horus and Isis again, it won't have the same effect because there's no prophetic language behind those gods. They can't get people to worship Zeus, Athena, Dionysus, Achilles. They can't get anybody to worship these gods anymore because there's no prophetic message to it. There's no truth to it. And the people aren't the people that really are even around anymore. There's no followers of any of those Greek gods. There's no one Greek person say, hey, I am the descendant of Zeus. There is no black person that said, I am the descendant of Horus. I am the descendant of Set or Atum, their creator god. No one says that. We are the only children that said we are the living, breathing children of Yahuwah. That is why they mock it. But they tell you what's going to happen. And I told you already what's going to happen. But for the ignorant and for the spiritually blind, they do it for them because they know majority of the people do not understand that this is the end for their reign. And it's the reign of the Edomites. It's the end of their reign. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of their world. So they got to paint it like everything is going to be done because they know wickedness is done. I don't even know if Beyonce even knows about the four horsemen in the Bible. Because really, you would be like, why y'all keep having me doing photo shoots on these horses? And why these horses are already so different colors? I don't even think these artists know what they truly are doing. But they get told to do it. I mean, if you're always in Freemasonry or the occult, or they already got you doing all these weird demonic rituals, there's no way in the world you're going to step back and say, let me look through the Bible and see why they got me doing this. You're not doing that. And now they got to create a buzz for you to go into her, to listen to her album. So who they call out or control out? Azealia Banks. And people don't understand. Every time they bring out Azealia Banks, is to get you to be mad at her for her really speaking the truth. That's what they do. They get people who they know you hate say something truthful. So then you go running back to the lie because you hate the person who said it. It's very easy. You think the CIA doesn't watch you guys the way you interact and watch how you play with each other and talk to each other and believe this and believe that? You think the CIA doesn't make up these mind control programs just literally watching how we react? Demons do that. You think demons, the people who have been here, these fallen angels have been here all this time, do not have an input or say with these other nations that the Most High has given them over? If you read the books of Enoch, or if you read the Pseudepigrapha, it is Pseudepigrapha. It's two books. I suggest you get these two books. Get these two books because it states that before the flood and when they were trying to and kill all these demons and all that, they begged Yahuwah, let us have some of these demons. Let us have some people that's going to work, that's going to stick with us. Don't destroy everybody because at the time, Yahuwah is going to get rid of everybody. But the demons asked, give us somebody. Give us a couple of these demons so we can work our will. And Yah's like, all right, cool. But it's actually my will. It's actually his will. So Yah uses the unclean spirits to keep nations away from them. So that's why all these secret societies, Order of Templars, Freemasonry, the Synagogue of Satan, all these different religions pop up because that's what it comes from. It comes from demons. So Yah can work his will with the wicked. All of this wouldn't be coming about if Yah wouldn't allow these demons to run rampant and get control of some of these nations. So this could lead him right to Yahusha coming back. That's all it is. If every demon was lost, it would just be Satan with no army. It would just be the fallen angels who really couldn't come down and procreate anymore, because those that done that were already in the shadows, were already in the darkness, already in the valley, blinded. But but the industry tells you what's going to happen. It's corny, but yes, that's what they do. Now, Ecuador has been rioting, protesting for the last 10 days. They've been protesting inflation. They've been protesting gas. And what is the clowns of America doing? What is the stupidity of Americans doing right now? They are protesting abortion, gender, sexuality, and pronouns. Fam, it don't get much dumber than that. It don't get much clownish than that. We're not even protesting the stuff that matters. High rent, gas, living wages, jobs, utilities, food. You know what everybody's brainwashed and zombified to protest is pronouns, gender, sexuality. And then these people act out by having these weird one-off parades. Really, if you've seen these parades, they make it look like it's a million gay folk. They make it look like they have seen the New York parade. They had people all up on the scaffolding, all up behind it, make it seem like it was more gay people out there support. And then when they zoomed out and through the street, fam, it was like a Soul Train line. It wasn't that deep. It wasn't that packed. Cardi B did a little float, and the float rocked, and she almost fell off the float. And the float was literally maybe, what, 2-3 feet off the ground? It wasn't even like a real float. It wasn't like a Macy's Day Parade type of float. It was like a makeshift raft float. Fam, the spell is busted. I know y'all get upset and tired of seeing it, but realize they own all the apps. They own all the videos. They own all the media. They own all the angles to make the perception that it's a million or 400 million type gays having a great time at these parades. And every time you see this parade, it's always white men naked. It's always white men twerking in front of children. I seen one where a woman was pointing to a little girl to get the little girl to tell a twerking 50-year-old man to wave and say hi. Man, fam, it's embarrassing. But if you step back and understand the curses, now, if the captivity of us is going to be rolled back, who do you think these curses and these judgments are going to roll back on? This nation. We were cursed and struck with spiritual blindness to not know who we are. The Most High basically has those people that he has selected to not know what they are. These people want to be called they, them. Fam, I just laugh. I mean, a couple of us from our nation want to be, you know, get caught up in it because we just like whores. We whore after anything that's popular, anything that's culturally relative to suffering or the underdog story. We attach ourselves to it like crap on, like flies on crap. That's just us. That's why what makes us stiff-necked, what makes us a nation that's easily ran amok right into slavery because we don't know who we are. We was buck break, so America is buck breaking itself. We, the men of this nation, is becoming masculine. The men of this nation is becoming emasculate. I mean, they tried it on us, so everything that we went through is going on them, just on a larger scale. Why? Because demons are allowed to touch those that the Most High said, I want this nation to be judged, run amok, do your thing. So everybody's protesting the whole abortion thing, which is, I said it before, if I can look at a 1999 movie called Swing Vote and know that Andy Garcia's character was going to be the swing vote and the Supreme Court decided to ban abortions with a 5-4 vote. And then the Supreme Court today, in this time, 2022, decided to do a 5-4 vote for banning abortions. Fam, it really don't, it really shouldn't be no protesting if people was hip to everything was going on. But these people are clowns. They're NPCs. They're zombies. They don't think. Everything they see comes from out of that TV or out of an app. So they basically move on emotion, not logic. And so for some reason, they think Clarence Thomas is like a spokesman for Christians. I really don't know why the whole world right now think that conservative judges or conservatism means Christian. I really don't know where they get that from. I really don't. But that's what they believe. It's just a small, short time because of mainstream media. Everybody believes this has something to do with Christianity. I don't see how. The legislative branch is Freemasons. The executive branch, Freemasons. Presidents, Freemasons and Skull and Bonesmen. The judicial system, all of a sudden, is Christian in 2 years. Really under 2 years. Why? Because they say Donald Trump hired 2 conservative judges. And they think Donald Trump is an evangelical. That Donald Trump is a Christian. Well, that's not true. He's a Freemason. Every president has been a free, almost every president has been a Freemason or attached to an occult society. People really believe that the Supreme Court justices, even if though it's 5, it's 9 of them, that Clarence Thomas is singled out. Why do you think they did that? Why do you think all of a sudden they brought out Clarence Thomas? Almost every time that a major Supreme Court justice has been selected, there's always been drama with the announcement that these people are going to be sworn in as judges. There's always a hearing, and if you've been alive long enough, it's been like this since Clarence Thomas was trying to get nominated. Almost every judge has came forth, and they made a big spectacle of it. Why? Because they want you to hate conservative values. If you really go through the Bible, the Bible is low-key conservative. That's what Satan drew these political parties out of. Everything is based on scripture. Even the judges is based on scripture. It's based on the Bible. So Satan's, all he did was manipulate it and brought it into this world as a government, as a political. And no one's a better lawyer than Satan. So he knows the ins and outs and loopholes of scripture because he knows flesh. He knows if he can present one side and he can present really 2 sides and make the other side a control opposition, all he got to do, like one of those little piano things, I don't know what they call it, but you know how he goes back and forth to keep beat? That's all they do with y'all. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And the whole time they're doing this back and forth to the beat, we still going, we still rocking right into the apocalypse, right into judgment. Nothing is really changing. It's just changing your spirituality. It's changing your beliefs. And that's all Satan wants. He just wants to change your beliefs. If he can get you to think liberal, then liberalism really is the next step to Satanism. It's he can't do it outright. He can't come down and say, you know what? I want everybody to believe in me. I want everybody to get into the doctrine of Satanism. It won't happen that way because a lot of people, it would be a hard stop. It would be like putting on the brakes, going 100 miles per hour. They're like, well, what'd he say? It can't, it don't have the same effect. He doesn't have that power. He can draw you in. So you make constant decisions to follow into this, to follow into liberalism, to follow into Satanism or a cult or whatever the nonsense you believe from this world. It's a constant pulling you. Just like, you know, people say you don't just cheat from the decision. Like you made that decision before. Like it started with Texas. It started with a look. Then it started with exchanging numbers. Then it started with text messaging. Then it started with, you know, with meeting up. Then it went to, you know, sleeping together. That's how Satan works. It ain't no, oh, I tripped into Satanism. Oh, I tripped on penis. Or I tripped in some vagina. No, it don't happen that way. It adds up. It's a step. He pulls you in. This is what this whole system does. It pulls you in to believe in Satan and to hate the values of the Most High. It's very simple, but people only see it from color. If you see everything from your flesh, then you can be led astray just as easy, just as easy as a blind horse. You could be led away if you only see flesh, if you only see color. So that's why they have people like, that's why they have control oppositions from both races, really, to say something so truthful, something that they think the Most High would say or Yahushua would stand for. They get them to say it. So then you hate what where the foundation of those values come from. They get you to hate it, so you'll never want to touch it. So you never want to touch righteousness. You never want to touch uprightness because of who said it. So then you go crawl right back into the liberal side or the left side, and then you send your whole soul into damnation because you so badly wanted to hate something that somebody stood for. You don't know where it comes from. You don't know where they got the theology. So this whole thing they bring up Anita Hill. I don't know why they brought her up. If people don't even know or understood where that story came from, they didn't even investigate if Anita Hill was right in what she said about Clarence Thomas. You didn't. And you want to know how they led you up to, like I said, they pull you in. You know how they lead you up to this foolishness? This is the reason why some of you didn't even know Clarence Thomas had a white wife. Some of you didn't even know Clarence Thomas was married. But all of a sudden you heard Jenny Thomas. The January 6th, this. All of a sudden, everybody's attached to this January 6th thing. It's like 9-11. Everybody's attached to 9-11, but you don't have no end result. You don't get no real answers. Everybody was attached to JFK, but no one knew who shot him back then. All these people was involved, but you don't know who did it. They use the same program. They use the same thing over and over again. Same psyops, same rituals, same mind control programs. So they get you to believe that Jenny Thomas has something to do with January 6th. And then they say, oh, Clarence Thomas in the hospital. Then he come out the hospital. Then Clarence Thomas supposedly makes this vote as if he's the only judge on there that said yes to banning abortion. Joe Biden said the same thing. And he said this multiple times about abortion wasn't a women's rights. But no one brings this up. No one brought it up when he was running or nobody saw it. But like I said, mainstream media got people's brains fried. So now, Jenny Thomas comes out, and now Clarence Thomas comes out, and now Anita Hill comes out. Now I get y'all, mostly black people, to want to be odds and ends at what? Not him being black, but being conservative, which is the foundation of scripture, is being conservative, being moderate. So now it gets you to hate Clarence Thomas. One, because he got a white wife. So you think he Uncle Tom. You think he a sellout. When everybody in that Supreme Court justice is a sellout, they're all Freemasons. They're all in the occult. Same thing with Ketanji Brown Jackson. Now they bring her in as if that's going to change the world for black women. It's not. But they need, like I said, they need you to believe in an image. The image of a black woman from a black woman who don't know what a woman is, because what? She's married to a white man with a mixed daughter, but couldn't tell you what a woman is. Y'all think that's going to help black women? But anyway, I'm going off topic. But this is what they said about, but I looked this up. I mean, I was alive around. I mean, I was a child. Now I'm a child. But I was grown enough to watch TV and knew about the Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill sexual allegations. I didn't know, understood what that meant or, harassment meant, but I seen it on TV. But if you actually did the background of the story, you find things are like little pieces are missing. So I found this article on Daily Wire, April 22nd, 2016. It says six pieces of evidence Anita Hill was lying. One, the witness said she was told details about the supposed sexual harassment while the two were living in Washington, except this witness was not living in Washington when Hill worked for Thomas. The witness, supposedly corroborating Hill's allegations, had moved out of Washington before Hill even begin working for Thomas. So how could she have possibly been told about the harassment before it happened? Two, Hill followed Thomas, a man she accused of sexual harassment, from job to job. Hill claimed that she feared losing her government job if she did not follow Thomas from job to job. As Brookings Institute senior fellow Stuart Taylor Jr. points out, Hill was an employee of the federal government known for its incredible job security. Number three, Hill made numerous phone calls to her supposed sexual harasser after she stopped working for him. Phone logs document numerous calls from Hill to Thomas after she stopped working for him, notes Thomas Sowell. It seems rather odd that a woman will consistently call a man who sexually harassed her. Further, Hill initially denied that she made these calls, which doesn't exactly boost her credibility either. Number four, Hill initially asked to be kept anonymous when her accusations were presented to Thomas, but if her accusations were true, then Thomas wouldn't know that the accusations were launched by Hill, so I asked for her anonymity. Sowell elaborates the really fatal fact about Anita Hill's accusations was that they were first made to the Senate Judiciary Committee in confidence, and she asked that her name not be mentioned when the accusations were presented to Judge Thomas by those trying to pressure him to withdraw his nomination to the Supreme Court. The accusations referred to things that were supposed to have happened when only two people were present. If the accusations were true, Clarence Thomas will automatically know who originated them. Anita Hill's request for anonymity made sense only if the charges were false. Number five, Hill lied five times about being told something from a Democratic staffer, which she later admitted to under oath. The Federalist highlights that Hill admitted under oath that although she previously denied being told something by a Democratic staffer, she actually was. This, of course, reeks a political motive for the allegations and, again, a lack of credibility to the accuser. And last but not least, a dozen females who worked with Thomas and Hill gave favorable testimony about Thomas and refuted the claims by Hill of Thomas' inappropriate behavior. As noted in the Wall Street Journal, a dozen women came out in support of Thomas, giving glowing testimony of his behavior, lending contradiction to Hill's accusations. I mean, like I said, they do these rituals on us, and they have been doing these rituals on us to get us to hate and care about an ideology and a theology. That's it. It's to move Black people away from, one, what Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill served was that Black men can't be trusted. Black men are monsters. Black men are, you know, sexual whoremongers. And also that a conservative man, why would you want a conservative judge who's a liar? Blah, 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 blah. The same thing they did with Herschel Walker. The same thing they did with Raphael Warnock is to bring up your past relationships with women, with children, and then say, hey, why would you want to be like this? And except for Raphael Warnock, all they did was a ritual. Before he's elected, they gave him a ritual and said, oh, this woman, you know, he had problems with his ex-wife or his wife, blah, 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 blah. Herschel Walker, they bring up his gay child, which is funny to me. If you ever, you should look this kid up. He's so animated. He's gay and animated, but it's funny. They brought his child up, and Herschel Walker was out there talking about, oh, Black men, Black fathers really need to step up, and he had two illegitimate children and all this nonsense. That's just another ritual to get you to hate certain values, and they get these people to say these things to get you to hate them more, but you don't know the foundation of why, where they get these ideals from. So it's the same thing from Willie Lynch. Put Black man versus Black woman, so now everybody's into hating Clarence Thomas as if he's a Christian and as if Anita Hill has anything to do with it, as if her credibility means a lot more now because, quote unquote, she warned us about Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas is not the all and end all of this vote. It really isn't. Like I said before, if I could point it out in the movie, it really don't make no difference what any judge comes out and says. None of those judges really have power. Not as much as you think they do. Like, these spells don't work unless we co-sign it. Like I said before, it's our energy that they need. It don't get popular unless Black folk run to it. And they need us to run to the left side. They need us to pick a side. They need us to not ever want to be conservative, because the Bible talks about being conservative. They want you to be on the left side because they need our energy to be in the streets fighting the abortion rally fights. They need us for social justice. They need us for gender. They need us for pronouns. They need us for sexuality. They need us to get these spells moving. And if they don't have us, it never works. Plain and simple, it don't work. I mean, they tried this whole Jennifer Lopez thing where they brought her out. I mean, every movie Jennifer Lopez, and they really trying to sell it to white America that she's white. So all of her partners have been white. Even in movies, Made in Manhattan. What's the one with the mother-in-law? Then the new one she had with Owen. That ain't even believable. Because that dude is not attractive, but all of a sudden she wanted to marry this dude. Then she talks about, I wouldn't want to be on the stage for Shakira. Then it went to, my daughter's name is them now. Like, the spell don't work. One, like, it don't work the same as it works on us. They need us to come out beyond that them and they and all that. They need us to do that. They need us to hate conservative values. They need us to hate the truth. If Donald Trump really came out and said, it's funny, he would phrase it like this. African-Americans keep going into slavery because they don't listen to the Bible. I could say, Donald Trump could come out and say that, and I guarantee you, majority of black Americans would hate the Bible, would hate being told this, that they will go into any other religion or go any other ideology or theology that's not truly them to believe it because they hate what they think Donald Trump stands for. It's just, it's easy to, I'm surprised they haven't done this yet. Which is, it's a very fine line for doing that because they know we are awakened. They watch what we say. A lot of us who are speaking the truth, they're watching what we say. They're watching what we figure out. Because they have to hustle and go back to their labs to find out how they can keep a lot of you away from the truth. So if Donald Trump came out and said that, I know. I just know majority of black America would hate that man even more and would hate the Bible attached to it because they think the Bible is written by white men and that the Bible is strictly Christian. I hope they don't figure that out. Because there's going to be a war in the streets. It's going to be a war in the streets among Israelites and every other religious denomination that black folk find themselves in. Especially this Moorish theology of black people thinking they're Moors. I seen a tweet say, if black people looked up their DNA, don't be shocked if you see Spain and Portugal. Spain and Portugal doesn't mean only Moors. We're in that region. Israelites were in that region too. But like I said, when you don't want to read the scripture and you want to get into Moors, and then the Moors, most of the Moors were Muslims. They were Islamic. So really, black people want to run into the Quran. Where if you actually read the Quran, or actually not even read it, really just know what the Quran is about, they believe the same thing that's in the Bible. Where do you think they get it from? Where do you think they get their traditions of having women being shamefaced and covered up? Because Paul talked about being covered up. Where do you think Mormons came from with all this polygamy? Because they seen scripture talk about polygamy. Everything comes from the foundation of that book. And it's only the 66 books that they're using. They're using what the Roman Catholic Church allows the rest of the world to say, these are the books. For a time, that's what they said. They said, you only get these books, and that's it. But now it's at the end. Now the books are being what? Released. Wasn't the Most High said, Daniel, hide these books until the end. They try to get y'all to believe that, yeah, they found these books in a cave somewhere. That these Dead Seas, that's where they found them at. Fam, y'all really believe that? You really believe they found those the lost books in the Dead Sea Scrolls? They need to tell you that. You think they're going to ever tell you that y'all told us? It's like that Cardi B meme when she was a child. Yeah, y'all told us this is the end, so you got to release them books. You think they were ever going to tell you that? You think the Roman Catholic Church and the priests, who all of a sudden these books came out of anywhere and made available to us from their apps? The Bible app? That's not our app. Who do you think got these apps? Now, like they said, the same thing with the Cipher. If you think these demons and these fallen angels and Satan had that much power, why would they release the books in scripture that talks about this nation's downfall in them and would release them in multiple languages and multiple versions? Why would you think they would do that? I mean, obviously they're giving you Yah has given us a lifeline. Because before, we didn't see these books. We didn't know who we are. We didn't know what the laws and statutes. We didn't know the fast days or the holy feast days. Fam, we didn't even know the calendar was right. We was on a Gregorian calendar at that time. But these books that's being released, it's so much knowledge in them and so much understanding in them. You know these people don't have that much power. Because why would you give us, a good way out of this system, out of this nation? Spiritually, why would you give us this if you want all of us to be enslaved to this liberal left side? That's why I said before, they watch what we do. They watch how we interact. That's why a lot of us, our accounts are, both of my accounts are shadowed now, are shadow banned, which is funny to me. Before they try to get everybody to believe I was crazy and kept trying to mock me on Shade Room, on Twitter. Like, they tried hard and I just wouldn't stop. So they were like, all right, now we got to, they didn't even delete. They could delete my accounts. They could delete both of my accounts. I gave them enough ammo to really delete both of my accounts and they have not deleted them yet. They keep reviewing the truth that I'm putting out and taking the videos down. Now they just shadow banning me for a while. I mean, these people don't have that much power, but it's clownish because the truth is the truth. And it's going to get out anyway. Regardless if they hide it or not, it's going to get out. The Most High is going to reveal exactly what's been going on before, then, and now. Same thing with the coach. Joe Kennedy. Coach Joe Kennedy. He was the coach who wanted to pray after games at the 50-yard line, and he was reprimanding his players if they didn't pray along with him. Which is really, if any of these Christian coaches or anybody in Christianity understood scripture, this wouldn't be an issue. But the Supreme Court justices ruled in favor that he had the right to pray on the 50-yard line during football games or during games or whatever like that. And people do not understand what's going on these last days. While all of a sudden Christianity is a hot button now. The book that the Mormons use, the book that Judaism uses, the book that Islam takes some of the stuff from, all of a sudden Christians and Christianity is the target on its back for the end of the world all of a sudden. I'm going to get to why everybody's moving that direction. But I'm going to get to this whole praying during games or praying before and after games. We all done it. If anybody has played Little League sports, high school sports, college sports, and professional sports, you know as well as I know that we were praying before games, we were praying after games. I don't know why we did it. It made no sense why we did it. Now I understand it doesn't make any sense why we did it. Because if you look at script, if you look at the meaning of scripture, which we didn't at the time, we actually thought that the Most High cares about this bread and circus. He doesn't, but let's get to scripture. Let's see what scripture says about praying on the 50-yard line. Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which is seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So all these tweet prayers like... like Travis Barker, God save me. That's a tweet prayer that people misconstrue, really don't know that he produced a song called God Save Me with Satanist MJK, Machine Gun Kelly, and that's why he posted that. But people don't understand that. But that he produced that song. But people think, like, oh, he's calling for God. He's calling for God help. And that's what a lot of people are doing on these apps now. People are on Twitter, even the Israelites, are going on Twitter, praying on Twitter, as if the Most High is on Twitter. As if the Most High is in these apps online. The Most High is not online. I don't know why we keep going in these prayers or using the Twitter or Instagram as our prayer closet. Because it states, Matthew 6, but thou when thou prayest, enter thy closet. It didn't say go on social media and pray openly. So you think that the Most High are going to read your tweets and read your Instagram posts and say, oh, I'm going to bless you. Because obviously you're already getting your reward. It's so everybody know that you're praying. That's not how this works. I keep telling you, the Most High is very simplistic in his approach to this stuff. Matthew 6, 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues, in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. As the hypocrites, standing in the synagogues. So all y'all doing is doing what they were doing. Just like these Shabbats and Sabbaths. Y'all do what they do. You take on their customs, their traditions. And you normalize it. Why you normalize it? Because celebrities do this, sending prayers. Please pray. Travis Barker's daughter, Alabama. Oh, please pray. Most of the people do not follow these laws, statutes, and commandments to say, oh, I'm going to send prayers. Praying for your family. That's not a prayer, fam. If it's online, it's not a prayer. But people say that to all of a sudden water down this mythical God that they think is the universe, that they think is going to bless a man or bless somebody based on somebody saying, sending prayers. And you know what? If he walks out of that hospital all healthy, people are going to assume that that sending prayers online works. That is, like I said, this is the point of idols. This is the point of Satan turning his idols into flesh and not being stone. Because stone don't move, stone don't eat, stone don't say nothing. But if you can get an idol that can move, that can sleep, that can eat, that can awake, that can breathe, that can dance, that can hook a buck, that can soft toe, if you can get that type of idol going, oh, you can lead a bunch of people right into your pocket. Matthew 6, 7, but when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. So I know some of you follow Pastor John Todd, that clown, that Christian clown. And that's all these some of these pastors do, these young black pastors in Christianity do. Oh, Jesus Christ, oh Lord, our Savior, please, da-da-da-da-da-da. On Twitter, online. So everybody think this is the way because you've seen their successes grow because you think it's through the spirit, but it's through Masonic handling. They make it seem like these pastors, these preachers are with the Holy Spirit. Not by the Father I know. Because some of us had to be broken to get that Ruach. Some of us had to go into the wilderness to get that Ruach. Some of us had to hit rock bottom, not once, not twice, but three times to get that Ruach. You're going to tell me a man that's on YouTube huckabucking and soft toeing has got the same Ruach that I do? I doubt it. But let's get to why Christianity is a hot button right now. Because like I said before, Albert Pike in 1870-something said three world wars were going to happen, and every single world war that he said was going to happen before it happened, and it was almost 100 to 200 years before it happened, it happened. One of the grand wizards of the KKK, Albert Pike, said this on the Third World War. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. This is what we're seeing. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations that the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery and the most bloody turmoil, then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose diastatic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal. Now I'm going to stop there. Disillusioned with Christianity, whose diastatic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction. This is the whole point of Hillsong going down. This is the whole point of that their lead pastor getting caught cheating. It's to get everybody who believed in that church, even though it was the most softest scripture reading in all of kingdom, the most softest watered down version of Christianity, they get you to go, they get you in that stadium to believe in that occult preaching, that Masonic handling, to get you like, oh man, he ain't had the spirit. And I thought this made me feel good. So to get you to leave Christianity, like, man, if I got to stop following prophets because people don't have no discernment. I got to stop following these type of prophets, or I got to stop following Christianity and get people to leave Christianity. You remember like before COVID, all these pastors were coming up dead or committing suicide or even or having their last sermon talking about leaving the faith or leaving their religion. This was the add to it. It's to get people to hate Christianity. So what do you see? You see Marjorie Taylor Greene. You see Lauren Boebert. I'm talking to my white followers. Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene. You get all these politicians that you think are real Christians, but they're all occultists. They're all Masonic handled to get you to believe that Christianity and conservatism is somehow one in one, that you should hate it. Because they say the most dumbest and clownish things you ever hear them say. And you think these people don't have the spirit of the Holy Spirit. They don't have this. That's not very Christian. They're not doing what Jesus said do. So everybody sees this. Even black Christians, people see this. People see this like, man, I don't want to be in this religion. And all they do on Twitter, if you read Twitter, that's all they doing. Teeing off on Christianity. Teeing off, teeing off, teeing off. They Rodney Kinging Christianity right now. I'm gonna keep going. Where was that? I wanted to go before. Disillusioned with Christianity, whose diastatic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which I will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Now, where are we at? We're in the beginning of that. I saw a video on Twitter of women kicking around a Bible, and they took the Bible and threw it in the porta potty. We almost there, fam. Atheism and nihilism is almost at this brewing point right now. People online talking about, oh, F this Bible. One of these actors from Maze Runner, I think his name Dylan O'Brien, talking about F the Bible. I don't care what the effing Bible says. It's hilarious, fam. It's hilarious to me right now. I mean, I know a lot of you get upset because they're talking about the word and you want to defend the word. But fam, sometimes you got to step back and laugh. These people won't smoke with Christianity, but they don't want smoke with the children of said Bible. They can talk about Christianity all day long. This is why I keep telling y'all, leave these religions alone. So you are not swept up in being a controlled opposition. I don't want you to find out that these religions were a lie. I don't want you to fight tooth and nail all the way to the end to find out these religions were a lie. And I'm telling you, these religions were a lie. The softness of it. So people are online thinking they are doing the Most High's work defending their religion, and they're not. They're used as a control op to be conquered right along with those who don't believe in God. They don't believe in the quote-unquote man in the clouds. Cloud daddy or space daddy is what they call them. Because that's where the Noahide laws come in effect. This is where, if you know the sermon, one of the pastors was talking about these Noahide laws, and he was talking about how the American government bought all these guillotines back in the day. Have you seen this meme that they were bringing all these new age guillotines over here? Fam, where do you think we're going? We're going right back to Nero putting Christians in the Colosseum and having lions chewed up on them. We coming back to that. You don't think we are? We are coming back to that. Everything is going to be savage. Everything is going to be bloody. But the Most High said it was going to be bloody. The Most High said he's going to be sending the sword, famine, and destruction. The Most High said it. So it really ain't these people that's doing it. He letting these demons think they doing it. Demons aren't going to tell you like, oh, we scared of the Most High. No, they ain't going to never tell you that. They're going to tell you we run this show. They don't tell you y'all dumb enough for following them. Which brings me to this scripture. In Zephaniah, the great day of Yahuwah is near. It is near that hastens greatly, even the voice of the day of Yahuwah. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That day is the day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the shofar, an alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. And I will bring distress upon men, that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against Yahuwah, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. And their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. You know what dung is? Shit. That's what these celebrities are. That's what Beyonce is. That's what Kendrick Lamar is. That's what everybody who wants to be Antichrist, that's what they are. Dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of Yahuwah's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he shall make even a speedy riddance. All them that dwell in the land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. He didn't say he won't go on Twitter and online and reprimand some people. He didn't say the water of his jealousy. He didn't say the air of his jealousy. He said the fire of his jealousy. And that was a sign, which is why we do this whole remembrance of Noah, to remind us that the Most High said he wasn't going to destroy the land anymore by water, but he said he coming back with fire, with heat, fervent heat. That's why you see all these celebrities talking about fire, heat, flames, hell. They mind controlling you into it. They soft launching prophecy to make you seem like it ain't gonna really happen, like it's gonna just be a hot summer day when the Most High comes back, like all I need to put on my SPF and I can survive this. Gather yourselves together, yeah, gather together, O nation not desired. Now who is this nation not desired? We are, and those who cleave unto us. We are a nation, my followers that's listening to me. Outside of the Israelites, we are a nation, okay? We are not desired because what? We are following the Enoch calendar. We follow the proper Shabbats. We follow the feast days and holies on our proper times. We are doing what we're doing because no one else is doing it. No one's desiring our way. No one's desiring our walk, our journey. Hats off to you if you're doing so. No one is doing what we're doing, which is makes us more set apart from those who are not actively trying to find out what the Most High meant by this. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the shaft. Before the fierce anger of Yahuwah come upon you, before the day of Yahuwah's anger come upon you, seek ye Yahuwah, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment, seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yahuwah's anger. Hid. Put aside. Set apart. Covered. Blessed. Do you understand where I'm going with this? Woe to her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in Yahuwah. She drew not near to her Elohim. Her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They gnaw not the bones till the morrow. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the Torah. The just Yahuwah is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning he brings his judgment to light. He fails not, but the unjust knows no shame. I have cut off the nations. Their towers are desolate. I made their streets waste that none passes by. Their cities are destroyed so that there is no man, that there is none inhabitant. I said, surely you will fear me. You will receive instruction, so their dwelling should not be cut off howsoever. I punished them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Therefore, wait ye upon me, says Yahuwah, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them my indignation. Even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. So good he said it twice. For then I will return to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Yahuwah to serve him with one consent. In that day, I love when he says in that day, or it shall pass, because that's when you know it's coming very soon. In that day shall you not be ashamed for all your doings, wherein you have transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of you them that rejoice in your pride, and you shall no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. I will also leave in the midst of you an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of Yahuwah. So when we have this second Exodus, he's going to bring those. He's going to bring those who are afflicted, who are poor, the homeless, the downtrodden. We are going to be one nation. And he's going to remove those who rejoice in our pride. To me, I believe, I think what he meant was, it goes back to the scripture, not all Hebrews are Hebrews, not all Israelites are Israelites. I think the people who are trying to cleave to our nation are pretending to be, you know, what we are, pretending to follow the law, statutes, and commandments, because they think this is like some, you know, this some identity that they need to have. That they're using, that these camps are using Yahuwah as some, you know, as some vanity project, like IUIC, you know, dressing up in these weird Dragon Ball Z outfits and storming and walking around the Capitol and doing all this other stuff. Like, they have their purpose, but the Most High is going to separate us from these camps because he knows where their hearts truly lie. The remnant of Yasharel shall not do iniquity nor speak lies. Neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. The remnant. Those who are scattered abroad, the remnant, shall not do iniquity nor speak lies. That's where some of us are already heading. Some of us have stopped sinning. We're not going around calling ourselves sinners. We have stopped sinning. We have stopped telling lies. We have stopped being deceitful. We're already prepping ourselves for this ride. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Yahuwah has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy, the king of Yasharel. Even Yahuwah is in the midst of you. You shall not see evil anymore. In that day, it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear you not, and to Zion, let not your hands be slack. Yahuwah Elohaka in the midst of you is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over you with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly who are of you, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Like I said before, the Most High knows what we are going through. Even those who are awakened, even those who are trying to find the calendar, even those who are trying to find the Shabbat and understand the fasting and the feast days, fam, we know, he knows that this is tough for us. We are not in our land. We are not in our own kingdom. And some of you who are learning to be set apart, we have to live amongst the heathen. And yes, that's what they are now. Start calling them that way. Like I said before, my listeners, we are a nation. We are not to be affiliated with the heathen. That's what the rest of these clowns are, heathens. We will be gathered for the solemn assembly who are of you, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. And that also comes from the children for Deuteronomy. We didn't go, I mean, we were coming out of the curses. Some of us who were in the, you know, born, you know, 60s and the 70s and the 80s, we were coming out of these curses. We caught the tail end of it. So we learned the hard way. We didn't know who we were, and we had the most beautiful experience finding out who we truly are. Our ancestors do not have, you know, did not have that right. They wasn't given that blessing to go through what they went through and not know who they are. That's troubling. When I think about it, I think about how lucky and blessed we are as the generation that didn't know who we are, to find out who we are and coming back to the Most High. That part is beautiful. You just sit back and think about while our ancestors and our forefathers went through their curses, they did not know nothing about who they are. If you look at, you know, Black Wall Street, I just happened to watch a documentary on that. Black Wall Street, we really thought that this was our land, that we were going to be treated good, that we, if we just be left alone, that we could prosper and do our own thing. And they come burn that up only because the Most High's curses, Deuteronomy was still on Black Wall Street. The Most High did not want us to prosper in this country. He wants us to serve out our slavery, serve out our sentence, and leave out of here. We have left out of every other nation we were in captivity to. Like the beginning in Exodus and beginning in Egypt. We wasn't in Egypt. We were in Goshen. We didn't live up in Egypt trying to be with the Egyptians. We were in Goshen. We were already apart. We wasn't amongst Egyptians. We went in captivity with the Grecians. We went in captivity with the Persians. When we get captivity at Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, we went there. We didn't leave. We left. We went there, served our sentence, knowing that we served our sentence, and then left. The thing now is we were struck with blindness. So then we go into captivity, not knowing who we are, and we think we belong here. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly who are above you, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict you, and I will save her that limps and gather her that was driven out. And I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. So in order to do that, you have to actually watch this whole entire nation destroy itself from the inside and out. And they're going to look at y'all like, why y'all glowing? Why y'all shining? Because we follow these commandments. And we have been what? My brothers and sisters, we have been what? Hid. The Most High has hid us away from ever being afflicted again. This affliction is happening on the sinners. Affliction is happening on those who chose to ride with the left side, as if the left side is going to lead you to glory. The left side is to keep you thirsty, to keep you famished. This right-left paradigm they got Americans in, it's a trap. You'll never be satisfied because they need your energy. They need it always to push against conservatives. In order to, like I said in the last episode, in order to have order out of chaos, you got to use the weakest people and the weakest side of the paradigm to push that chaos. So you never get nothing. And at the time when you think you got everything you want, you will have nothing. That's what the Great Reset is about. You'll have nothing and be happy. So you're fighting their cause to bring in order. So no one can stand up. No one will have rights. And it will be nothing you could do about it. Nothing. But if you follow the law of Sagittarius commandments and you're getting blessed, you're being hid away. You're being tucked away until Yahusha comes back, until the Most High puts plagues on America. Y'all going to be seeing these clowns run from one end of the circus tent to the other. Like my grandmother used to say, running like chickens with their heads cut off. That's what you're going to see. It's going to be clear to everybody else, we are not afflicted the same way. They're going to see that on your face. They're going to see that the way you carry yourself. They're going to see why everybody else is worried about. I know we are worried about inflation and gas prices and all that. But I'm telling you, the more we talk, the more we search for truth, we are already prepared for that. See, everybody on this right-left paradigm, they believe the government has so much power, is going to deliver, because it's going to deliver the resources to them, because they believe that the government is supposed to be elected to keep us alive. People believe that. People truly believe that the government's job is to keep us alive. Like the government don't, you know, they can't just get rid of us. They need us. The government don't need us. None of these people need us. They want a small amount of us, to be used as, sex slaves and pedophilia and all that stuff running rampant. But they truly don't need us. But people who do this protest in the street, they believe they have power enough to change what will be. And all they are is controlled oppositions. At that time, I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and praise among all the people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, says Yahuwah. Turn back. Now, in order to turn back our captivity, who going into captivity? Isn't Revelation said those who lead into captivity will go into captivity? Didn't it say that in Revelation? This is Yahuwah's show. I don't know why people can't understand that. This is Yah's show. Everybody can be online on Twitter doing this Jesus Christ, Lord, Savior thing. But that ain't it. I'm telling you what's going to happen. I'm telling you who's going to be protected. I'm telling you who's going to be hid away. Those who what? Seek righteousness and meekness. Nobody's seeking righteousness and meekness right now. Everybody's being whores. Everybody's, being hyper-masculine, which is low-key toxic gayness. That's all that is. Everybody, all these, black men running around with these colorful Scooby-Doo underwear on, with their pants hanging down by their asses, and then flexing with their guns and shooting themselves in the foot or shooting themselves in their pants with these guns. I mean, fam, no one's seeking righteousness and meekness. So you know the small percentage of us, like what? The nation less desired? The small amount of us are going to watch majority of these clowns destroy themselves and wonder why no one's helping them. This is the whole point of this whole January 6th thing, is to get a controlled opposite, like a very small controlled group. Conservatives are really control, like small and controlled. Conservatives didn't go burn up city blocks like Black Lives Matter did. They didn't do that. Like all these left side protests, they burned up city blocks. They burned up states. They burned up cities all across this country. They used a very small controlled group. And all they did was storm the Capitol and cause what? Maybe $1 million to $2 million in damage. Maybe two or three people died. And then they went home and that was it. It was one day. It wasn't even a day, fam. It was a couple of hours they did this. So they making these laws. Oh, you can't do this. You can't come to the Capitol. You can't do this. You can't say anything about the government. You can't do this. You can't walk this way. So guess what? They're going to rile up the left side. They're going to rile these people up because they're brainless zombies, clowns. They're going to rile these people up because these people they don't like to be told no. Righteousness is nobody in the left side that's righteous. There's nobody on the left side that's meek. So they're going to stir their spirits up. Just like Yahuwah has stirred up the hearts of Pharaoh to harden their hearts, he's going to harden these people's hearts to get them to want to storm the Capitol again. And guess what you're going to see? You are going to see order out of chaos. You're going to see them bring in a new system. You're going to see them bring in new police force. And people are going to get exactly what they've been begging for. Defunding the police, new world order police. Oh, don't have money? Here's digital money. Oh, you can't afford housing? Take this mark. The left side is aching for leadership. They need somebody to lead them somewhere. That goes along with their silly traditions and religions. Be meek, be righteous, so you could be hid away.